Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll move on to a few more verses of Quran chapter 16 to learn about the miracles, the signs which Allah revealed from which the Muslims can be drawn to believe and worship the true Allah, the true God, the God of Muhammad. And what is so amazing, these signs, as we investigate them in the Quran, we discover that they're not actually signs. They're comedy. They are errors. Or something you can observe by your eyes and it has always been there. Therefore, there is no miracles in it. Quran chapter 16, beginning from verse 65. We read the following. And Allah sent down water from the heaven. So by it gave life to the earth after its death. Surely in this is a sign to a listening people. And surely there is a listen for you in the livestock. We gave you a drink from it, from what is in their bellies, between excretions and blood. Pure milk is agreeable to the drinkers. And from fruit, the palm and the grapes, you take from it. Sukran, non-Arabic word of Syriac origin, which means intoxicating drink, and good provisions. Surely in this is a sign to people who understand. And your Lord revealed to the bees, take houses from the mountains and from the trees and from whatever they build, then eat from all the fruit. So walk in the ways of your Lord, despised. From its belly will come out a drink. Its color are different. In it is a healing to the people. Surely in this is a sign to people who reflect. So in this passage, we have three signs or miracles. The first sign is about the water which come from heaven, the rain, and how Allah used that water to bring life to a dead earth. The second sign is the fruit and the wine which we made out of the fruit. And the last sign, which is the drink which come out of the belly of the bees, that is the honey, which have different colors. These are the three signs or miracles which Muhammad spoke of in this passage. I want to take you first of all to understand why Allah mentioned all these natural things or wrong things in the Quran to say they are signs. Throughout the Quran, for example, Quran chapter 6 verse 37, Quran chapter 10 verse 20, Quran chapter 13 verse 7 and verse 27, the people in Muhammad days were always asking Muhammad to show a sign, to perform a miracle so they can believe in him. But somehow Muhammad could not do that. In 637 we read, and they said, these are the infidels of Christ, were it not that a sign had been sent down on him, meaning Muhammad, from his Lord, say, surely Allah is able to send down a sign, but most of them do not know. Well, Allah is able to send a sign, but the people who were asking for the sign do not know. In Quran chapter 10, verse 20, we read, and they say, they here are once again the infidels in Muhammad's days. Were it not that a sign had been sent down on him, him here is Muhammad, from his Lord is Allah. So say, surely the unseen is only to Allah. So wait, surely I am waiting with you. Notice here, the answer of Allah or Muhammad to the request of the infidels is that, well, the signs you want me to bring are unseen. And only Allah is the one who has that sign or that miracle. And we just have to wait on him. Let's move on to another verse. Once again, the infidels of Quraysh were challenging Muhammad for a sign. In Quran chapter 13 and verse 7 we read, And those who became infidels say, were it not that a sign had been sent down on him from his Lord, once again, that is Allah giving sign to Muhammad, here is the answer. Surely you are only a warner, and to every people is a guide. Muhammad, you are not here to perform miracles. You are not here to provide a sign to prove you are a prophet, because you're just a warner. In the same chapter, that is Quran chapter 13 and verse 27, once again, the infidels of Quraysh are still asking Muhammad to bring a sign or a miracle to them to prove to them that he is a prophet or a messenger. And that is when we read, and those who became infidels say, would it not that a sign had been sent down on him from his Lord? Say, surely Allah misleads whom he wills, and he guides to himself those who turn. Do you see what's happening here? When you read the Quran, you will see that the infidels in Muhammad's day, these are the people of Quraysh, these are his family, were simply asking Muhammad to perform a sign to prove to them that he is a prophet. But in each case, throughout the pages of the Quran, as we have given you four examples, Muhammad never said, here it is. But he always gave a different excuse or a different response about why Allah will not send a sign or a miracle through Muhammad to the infidels of Quraysh. And by the way, somewhere else Muhammad said, prophets before me performed miracles and nobody believed. These are what we call ridiculous excuses given by Muhammad simply because he could not perform a miracle. Because in the Quran, we can read real signs, real miracles, which by them, not only the people of the prophet believed in him and in the God of the prophet, but even the infidels, the wicked, also believed in the prophet. A good example, when Moses performed some miracles in Egypt, not only the Hebrews in Egypt believed in Moses and followed him out of Egypt to the promised land, or as Muhammad called it in the Quran, the Holy Land, but even the Egyptian sorcerers, those who did not believe in God at all, became believers. That's why Pharaoh was upset, because he believed in Moses and in his God without getting permission from Pharaoh. So as you see, once again, Muhammad never performed any miracle throughout the Quran. But here in this passage, we learn about the miracles, which is clear signs, as Muslim scholars would say, to prove that Muhammad is a prophet from Allah. Once again, I believe Muhammad forgot what it means to perform a real sign or a real miracle. In Quran chapter 16 and verse 65, we read, and Allah sent down water from the heaven, and by it gave life to the earth after its death. I'm sorry to let my dear Muslim friends know that earth was never a living creature, that it may die. There is no such a thing that rain come from heaven, give life to the earth. That is an error in the Quran. But then Allah said, surely in this is a sign to a listening people. What does listening have to do with anything? If I listen to nonsensical verses of the Quran, would this make me believe in Allah? First of all, there is no miracle in that rain come down and grass grow and fruit grow and tree grow and everything will be wonderful on earth. That does not revive the earth from death to life, but that is a normal observation. Everybody can see it, Muslim or non-Muslim, believer or infidel, because that is not a miraculous thing, but that is a natural thing. There is no miracle in it. And I hate to say that. If that is a sign, why didn't Muhammad use that sign every time the infidels of his days asked him to perform a sign? He would say, look, I bring rain, or my Allah bring rain from heaven, and look how the earth is alive, like Prophet Elisha did in the past. No, everybody knows that that is not a miracle. That is a natural observation. Anybody can see it. There is no miracle in it. Now let's move to verse 66, which is a great error in the Quran. Why? Because here the Quran teaches us that milk is a solution of blood and excrements, as also we can see that in Quran chapter 23 and verse 21. Here's what Allah said. And surely there is a lesson for you in the livestock we gave you. Drink from what is in their bellies. Excuse me. Do we drink milk out of the bellies of the livestock? So if I open the belly of a cow, I will find milk inside it? And to prove to you, that's exactly what Allah or Muhammad meant. Listen to the rest of the verse. Between excretions and blood, pure milk is agreeable to the drinkers. Let me read to you what the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari said about that verse. In his interpretation to the statement between excretions and blood, pure milk, Al-Tabari said, we will give you a drink of milk which we bring out from between the excretions and the blood. Pure. Al-Tabari says it is free from the mixing of blood and excrement, so they do not mix with it. This is exactly what I am telling you in the beginning, that Allah and Muhammad think that inside the belly of the livestock is the feces and the blood and the milk all mixed together. And somehow the miracle is that Allah will remove the milk from the feces and the blood. And when we drink it, it will actually taste beautiful and no problem at all for people to drink. As Allah stated that it is agreeable to the drinkers.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now let's move on to verse 67, which, by the way, teaches us it is lawful for Muslim believers to drink wine and from fruit, the palm and the grapes. You take from it sukran. The word sukran is a non-Arabic word of Syriac origin, which is intoxicating drink. And good provision. Well, I do not know where is the good provision unless you're selling the alcohol, the wine, or the fruit itself. Surely, and this is a sign to people who understand. Here we go, the miracle. What is the miracle? It is you can make wine out of fruit or grapes or dates. And if you drink it, it's good for you. And if you sell it, it's good for you as fruit or as wine. And that is the sign. That is the miracle which Allah is giving in the Quran to the Muslim believers. Obviously, we know a little bit later, Allah, as stated by the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, abrogated that verse, which means he canceled it. He replaced it with the new verse. In it, he is telling the Muslim believers first not to drink while they are praying so they can understand what they are saying, which means Muslims can be drinking in the weekend after the Friday prayers. And then later, Allah abrogated even that verse with a newer verse which teaches that Muslims should not touch alcohol at all because it is rajis. It is uncleanness from the work of Satan. But somehow, the miracle of bringing wine from fruit in the Quran is a miracle. And it is given for the people, those who have understanding. Wow. I saw people drink alcohol years and years before Muhammad was born, before the Quran was given. So where is the sign? Where is the miracle? It does not exist. Now let's move on to the last portion of our study. Remember that Quran chapter 16 is called the bees. And the reason that chapter was called the bees is because of the following two verses. For in verse 68, we read, and your Lord revealed to the bees. Excuse me? Now the bees are prophets too? Receive revelation from Allah? Yes, indeed. Take houses from the mountains and from the trees and from whatever they build. Well, I understand that. Anybody can figure this out, that some bees like to build a hive in the mountain, or sometimes you see them on the top of the tree, or whatever they build their hive. In verse 69, they eat from all the fruit. Wow, Allah revealed that to the bees? You mean if Allah did not write that verse in Quran chapter 16 and verse 69, the bee will starve? I wonder, what did the bees eat for thousands of years before Muhammad received the revelation of the Quran? That's not how Muslims see the Quran. They actually see every verse is a miracle. Continuing, so walk in the ways of your Lord, despised. Excuse me, the bee will walk? I saw the bees fly. I never heard or seen any bees walk before. And the point of it is to be humiliated, disgraced. Why would the bees walk in a disgraceful way? Even though I know that the kingdom of the bees is beyond imagination and there is no humiliation in their life, period. The more we study about the bees, the more we see how great God is in his creation. But we continue in the Quran, we read, from its belly will come out a drink. The drink Allah is talking about here, obviously, is the honey. Honey comes from the bees. But the honey, which is produced by the bees, does not come from its belly. If we open the belly of any bee, we will not find any honey. I just have to ask a friend of mine by the name Rick, who has lots of bees and he is an expert on the topic. And I asked him about that. And he said to me that actually inside the bee, there are two stomachs, not two bellies, but two stomachs. Obviously, Muhammad did not study biology and he did not check on the bees as I have done with Brother Rick. And Brother Rick assured me that the first stomach, it is called the honey stomach. Not because it have honey in it, but actually because the bee collect the nectar from the flowers. Then the bee takes it and puts it inside the hive, keeping the temperature inside the hive to 90 degrees or so. And the swinging of the wings of the bee over the nectar makes or changes that nectar into honey. That is like a factory works. Not inside the belly of the bees, but inside the houses which the bees make. By the way, when they fill these empty holes inside the hive, they will actually put their own fat in the top of it. And that is the honeycomb. By the way, if the bee has to move from one hive to another hive for some danger, they will actually suck all that honey inside the stomach to be carried to the new hive. But bees do not make honey inside their belly. Therefore, we could not get any honey from the bee's belly, as Allah erroneously mentioned in the Quran. Now, here is the other observation in that great verse. As Allah stated that that drink which comes from the belly of the bees, its colors are different. Wow. Muhammad was able to figure this out, or maybe his Allah was able to figure this out to make a miracle out of it? Yes, indeed. No, that is ridiculous. Why? Because everybody who works with bees knows that some trees produce different fruit, which produce different color for the honey than the other. Also, different seasons bring different color of the honey than other. So it is logical. It is something you can observe by your eye. It is not a miracle in any way, shape, or form. How about the healing? Because Allah stated in that verse, that is Quran chapter 16 and verse 69, that it is a healing to the people. Wow, let me explain to you. Trust me, any simple research online, you find that thousands and thousands of people before Muhammad for hundreds and hundreds of years knew that honey is good for you, especially local honey. So there is no miracle so far at all in the writings of Muhammad in the Quran besides the errors which we have discovered so far. Then Allah ended verse 70 by saying, surely in this is a sign to people who reflect. Yes, indeed, people before Muhammad for hundreds or for thousands of years who reflect on the honeybees and the honey, they found that there is no sign, but that is a normal thing you can observe with your naked eye, and you can test with your own tongue, and you can see the result of healing of some sickness by your own experience without the intervention of Allah or Muhammad or the Quran. And once again, if this is really a sign Muhammad came up with, why he did not use it to speak to the infidels when they asked him a simple request, please perform a sign, perform a miracle. You know why Muhammad never used these signs or miracles we read in Quran chapter 16 to prove to the infidels that he's a prophet? As he talked about the rain which brings life to the earth after its death, or the milk which come out of the belly of the livestock, or the honey which come up with different colors from the bee's belly? Because have Muhammad told them, here is my signs, here is my evidence, here is my miracles, the infidels of his days would have laughed at him, because they would just simply tell him, Muhammad, this is nothing new. We have been observing that for thousands of years, and we need a real sign, a real miracle, like that which you have mentioned in the Quran for many other prophets, like Prophet Moses, with all the miracles he performed in the Quran, and Prophet Elijah, who stopped the rain and then 3.5 years later brought the rain back, and Prophet Isa, who raised the dead, as you have declared once again in your Quran. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.